Roger that. ABAFK is, I think I have your call signed on as here. Yes, so pit bulls, I feel like they're great. They're mostly misunderstood, but I have, my dogs are love bugs to me, but there are some people that are choosy about how close they want to get near me and my three dogs. Most people are really friendly and understanding. And I had one who was a pit bull mix. She passed a couple years ago now. Her name was Carousel, and she was a pit bull and Australian cattle dog. Not an Australian Shepherd, but an Australian cattle dog. If you're familiar with what those look like, they're usually dark and kind of lanky and long-legged, kind of like a whippet almost. But she was real smart and didn't look like a pit bull. And people would approach us with their dog. And then as soon as I got Neo, my second dog, he's a staffy pit bull. And those same people wouldn't come near me with their dogs. That was really the turning point. But like you said, they're individual. They have personalities. And Neo, he can be a bit protective, and he has a trust issue, I think, with other dogs. He's afraid that they're going to bite him, so he gets real defensive right off the bat. So that's his personality. But the other two dogs are friendly to other dogs. In fact, Ducky, she's friendly with everybody, which is why I can take her, why she can be a therapy dog and why I can take her places. But Cassidy, she's a wild child, but she loves other dogs so much so that she just, she goes nuts whenever she sees one. But she would never hurt anybody. She's, they're absolutely love bugs. But, that's all I got on the dog front. I could probably talk about dogs all day, but... what else today? I went to a nursing home today, and I took Ducky with me, and we went and visited a few residents at there's a group of residents that I go visit. They look forward to it every week, although they can't remember Ducky's name sometimes. They can't remember Ducky's name sometimes, and they definitely can't remember not mine, but. That's what I end up doing in my spare time, which I don't have a ton of, but I like to volunteer, and I do that at nursing homes, hospitals, and also walk dogs at the local animal shelter. That's kind of what I do for fun, so it's very dog-centric. I love having the dogs around.